USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The 117th Congress will convene on Sunday in Washington. On Wednesday, they'll count the Electoral College results. Incoming Congressman Madison Cawthorn, a Republican elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in North Carolina's 11th Congressional District, says he'll contest the results.
There were clear constitutional violations, and it's not unprecedented to do this. One of our founding fathers, the third president of our country, did this. Nancy Pelosi did this in 2004. The House Democrats did it again in 2016.
A winter storm moving into the northeast has dumped lots of snow. Over a foot fell in West Texas, up to 10 inches near Oklahoma City. Parts of Kansas got about a half foot. Missouri and Illinois were a sheet of ice on New Year's Day with numerous accidents and downed trees. Two tornadoes were reported in Georgia, one injuring a person in Monroe County. Tens of thousands of folks still without power. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Republicans are still not giving up efforts to overturn the results of the presidential election.
Texas's Louie Gohmert and 11 other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday threw out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. Gohmert saying last night he'll appeal. He tells Newsmax the courts are sending a troubling message.
But the bottom line is, the court is saying, we're not going to touch this. You have no remedy. Basically, in effect, the ruling would be that you got to go to the streets and be as violent as Antifa and BLM.
Gohmert says he expects a judge to rule on his appeal before Wednesday. That's when Congress will meet to formally record the Electoral College results. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The Senate runoffs in Georgia are 3 days away. President Donald Trump and President-elect Joe Biden have scheduled rallies in the Peach State on Monday. Republican David Perdue remains in quarantine after someone on his reelection staff tested positive for coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Four college football bowl games are on tap this Saturday. In the Gator Bowl, Kentucky is leading number 23 NC State 13-0 at halftime. In the Outback Bowl, number 11 Indiana facing Mississippi. At 1 p.m. Pacific in the Fiesta Bowl, number 10 Iowa State takes on number 25 Oregon. And at 5 p.m. Pacific, number 5 Texas A&M versus number 13 North Carolina in the Orange Bowl. Word of the year, it wasn't any surprise that pandemic took the title from Merriam-Webster.
There was a spike in dictionary lookups for pandemic in early February. Then in March, the numbers skyrocketed.
From an average level, the interest in pandemic rose and stayed steady until the date of March 11th, which was the date that the World Health Organization declared this event to be a pandemic. And at that point, we saw a massive increase of almost 116,000% over the lookups of that same day last year.
Peter Sokolowski is the editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster.com. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A 4-year-old Texas boy was shot and killed just moments after midnight on New Year's morning. A man celebrating the ball drop fired off a gun in an apartment complex in Arlington. 21-year-old Xantelier Foster Hooks is charged with manslaughter in the boy's death. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.